الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable and the most gracious. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, all praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator, and the creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings, and choices, salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the most exalted and celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arwahuna fida. May our souls be sacrificed at the feet of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious Ahlul Bayt, his family and companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. To this program, we should give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every part and all walks of life, especially for this great ni'mah, such as this life that we have as an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, today our topic of discussion is going to be the signs of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, let us listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, a naat composed by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And thereafter, we will be back with our discussion. Yes, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, Allahu Akbar. Man salla alayya mi'atan, katab Allahu bayna aynayhi bara'atan minan nifaq wa bara'atan minan nar, wa askanahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamati ma'ash-shuhada. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who recites 100 darood upon me daily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inscribe, he will write between his eyes that this person is freed from hypocrisy, bara'atan minan nifaq wa bara'atan minan nar, and he is also freed from the hellfire. Subhanallah. Furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of judgment, this person shall be raised amongst the shuhada. Allahu Akbar. He will be raised amongst the shuhada, those who have been martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, chale, inshallah, ye dua karte hai ki hamara ye wazifa durud o salam ban jaye. So beautifully the poet has recited and said, Huzur shall listen to a beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us inshallah azza wa jal enlighten our hearts with this beautiful recitation of Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we shall continue with this program. Kindly stay locked to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Manu shaq madine jawan da, mere dil vich مجھے حسرت ہو رہی نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی ہے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی ہے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں، میری عقل بھی نہیں میری شکل بھی نہیں، مینو یار مناون دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں، میری عقل بھی نہیں میری شکل بھی نہیں، مینو یار مناون دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں، میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں، میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں، میری جامی ورگی طور نہیں، پر مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا، میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں، میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ، آقا دا بلاوا آوے گا، میرا عشق یہ کہندا بلاوا آوے گا، پر کی کریے بے صبری دا، پر کی کریے بے صبری دا، میرے دل وچوں جاندا چور نہیں، تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے، تیرے ناں دے تذکرے عرشاں تے، تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے، کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے، کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے، تیرے عشق دا آقا شور نہیں، مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا، میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں، تیرے ذکر دے چرچے فرشاں تے، تیرے عشق دے چرچے عرشاں تے، کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے، کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے، میرے آقا تیرا شور نہیں، مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا، میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی ہے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں، تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا والے دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور بھی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک. Alhamdulillah, we were listening to this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our program for today is the signs of Qiyamah. Remember well that believing in the Day of Judgment is also part of our Iman. Yes, it is part of faith that we believe, for example, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being one, in the oneness of Allah azza wa jal, and in His Prophet alayhi musallatu wasalam, and fasting, hajj, zakat, all these are part of our faith. We believe in the angels, we believe in resurrection after death, we believe that Qiyamah will occur. Allahu Akbar. Some of the signs mentioned regarding the Day of Judgment have also been mentioned in the glorious Quran Pak. In other words, the Day of Judgment have come in over 100 places of the Holy Quran with different names for the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. For example, Yawmi Qadha, the Day of Judgment. This has been mentioned in the glorious Quran Pak. Yawmi Wazn, the Day of Being Weighed. Yawmi Mashhood, the Day of Presence. Yawmi Khizy, the Day of Disgrace for some. Yawmi Muhasaba, the Day of Accountability. Allahu Akbar. Yawmi Hasarat, the Day of Regret. Yawmi Aqeem, the Day of Difficulty. Yawmi Hashr, the Day of Gathering. These are those words and names used in the glorious Quran Pak that refers to the Day of Judgment. Over 100 places, as I mentioned, these are just some to give you some examples. Subhanallah. Yawmi Hashr, Yawmi Faza', the Day of Worry. Yawmi Ba'ath, the Day of Resurrection from the graves. Yawmi Fatah, the Day of the Books of Deeds being opened. Yawmi Mi'ad, the Day of Promise. Yawmi Sahihat, the Day of Earthquakes. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, the Day of Ribaq, Yawmi Hisab, the Day of Accountability. Yawmi Talaq, the Day of Meeting. Yawmi Tanad, the Day of Calling. Yawmi Jama'ah, the Day of Gathering. Yawmi Taghabun, the Day of Loss. Yawmi Fasl, the Day of Judgment or Separation or Distinction. Allahu Akbar. These are the names of the Day of Qiyamah described in various places in the Holy Quran Pak. Because the Day of Qiyamah will definitely occur, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Remember well that when judgment will occur, when will this day take place? When will Qiyamah come? Allahu Akbar. True knowledge of this is known by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through the bestowal of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it is known by His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Allahu Akbar. However, many signs of the Day of Judgment have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. These signs have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak as well as in the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the appearance of these signs indicate that the Day of Judgment is approaching. In today's topic, this is what we are going to be discussing, inshallah, because these signs have become very much apparent. It is in front of us, but we ignore them. These are the alarming situations and signs of the day becoming closer and closer and closer and closer to us day by day. Allahu Akbar. Let us begin with this hadith which has been mentioned in Sahih Muslim Sharif. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that we were once sitting with the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when suddenly a man with very white clothes and extremely dark black hair appeared, and there were no signs of this person that he had traveled and came from some distance. But his clothes were extremely white, his hair was very much black, and he sat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his knees touching the knees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he placed his hands on his thighs and he said, "O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me about Islam." Allahu Akbar. What he said, inform me about Islam. Furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said to him, Islam is that you testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Allahu Akbar. And you establish your salah, you pay your zakat, you keep your fast in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, and you perform the Hajj of the Holy Kaaba when you have the means to do so. This person then said, you have spoken the truth. We were surprised at the fact that he was asking the questions and then confirming them himself. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, inform me about Iman, about faith. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam then said to this person who began to ask these questions, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered the first question about Islam, what is Islam? His second question was, what is Iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that Iman is faith. Faith is when you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His angels, His books, His messengers, and in the hereafter, and that good and bad come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He said to him, yes, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have spoken the truth. Now tell me, what is Ihsan? What is Ihsan? Spiritual excellence. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said to him, to worship Allah azza wa jal as though you see him. And if you cannot imagine that, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing you. Allahu Akbar. So when you worship Allah azza wa jal in such a way, you should worship him. It is as if you are seeing him. And if you cannot see him, then indeed he sees you. Allahu Akbar. What happens next? Then this person said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me about the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one that's being asked, meaning himself, the one who's being asked about the day of judgment does not know more than the one who is asking about the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Then this person said, inform me about the signs of Qiyamah. O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me about the signs of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, the signs of Qiyamah is that a slave girl will give birth to her master, number one. Number two, and you will see that the barefoot and bare-bodied and destitute shepherds would compete with each another in constructing tall buildings. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that this conversation had happened. This person then stood up and he left that gathering. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked me, O Umar radiyallahu anhu, do you know who this person was? I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed Allah and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, this was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He came here to teach you your religion. Allahu Akbar. This is Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. So this hadith is actually a very famous hadith in Muslim Sharif, alhamdulillah. I'm sure you have heard this before as well. But to enlighten our hearts furthermore, subhanallah, for there are many madani pearls that we derive from this hadith and from this narration, subhanallah. The first thing is that we learn that Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, who in fact is the teacher of the malaika, is of course made with light. He is created from noor, from light. But in this narration, when the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam informed Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an that this is Jibreel, we learn that he alayhi salatu wasalam took the form of a human being and he presented himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That is to say that it is possible for an angel to take the form of a human being, though he is created from light, he can transform into a human and then present himself in this world. Subhanallah. So the point that I'm trying to make is, just as Jibril Amin, being the angel or being the teacher of the Malaika who is created from light, can take the form of a human, similarly our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also Noor, and he has taken the form of Bashar, of a human being, to come for our guidance. Subhanallah. This is very much possible, just as Jibril Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, despite being a creation of light, came to this world in the form of a human being. So we learn this from the hadith of Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as it is stated that he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, fidaka ummi wa abi, may my parents, my mother and father, be sacrificed upon you, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inform me of the very first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ever created. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said to him, O Jabir radiyallahu an, the very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created is the Noor of your Prophet, meaning it is my Noor and light through the light and Noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal first created my Noor through his Noor, and then he had created this entire universe through my Noor and light. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So our aqidah, our belief is that no doubt the being of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is light upon light. However, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bestowed with a human form also, just as Allah azza wa jal has mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. Say you, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in apparent human appearance, I am like you. In apparent human appearance, I am like you. Revelation comes to me. Allahu Akbar. So those who compare themselves through the waswasa of shaitan, shaitan ke waswase mein aakar ke, agar if we begin to compare ourselves to that, to the body of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as he has a pair of eyes, we also have the very same thing. He has hands, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also have. So this comparison can never be done, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, actual reality is Noor and light, and thereafter he has taken the form of Bashar. That is to say, subhanallah, that he receives revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that creates a huge distinction and difference between us being humans and the Prophet being human. We are khaki Bashar, Bashar made from sand, and he is Noori Bashar, that human being that is from light and Noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, remember, to deny the blessed human form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kufr, as it has been mentioned by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala in Fatawa Razviya Sharif. So we do believe and have this aqeedah that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us in a human form. But remember, the unmatched Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a human like you and I. Rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most superior of humans. In fact, humanness has the honor of being blessed by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking the form of a human being, so he has blessed the humanness body by taking the form of a human being. Subhanallah. As it has been mentioned in Sahih Bukhari Sharif, volume number 1, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his companions and said to them clearly, Ayyukum mithli, which one of you is like me? So this already shows that though he looks like us in physical appearance, with hands, eyes, body appearance, but in reality we can never be like the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Some ulama and scholars have mentioned that since we are humans made from the soil and sand, and therefore our toys, even when we were little kids and children, you know, we would play with things, materialistic things made from this world, such as plastic, steel, anything to be made from the ground. So this is our toy to keep us occupied, to keep us entertained. But what were the toys of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What would he play when he was an infant child? Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat says his toys was Noor, such as the moon, because he is Noor himself and his toys is also Noor. He says,
चांद झुक जाता जिधर उंगली उठाते मद में, चांद झुक जाता जिधर उंगली ہے باڑا نور کا صدقہ لینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا
الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. That was the first مدنی پھل regarding the بشریت of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Second مدنی پھل and point to be noted from this narration is that look at the respect and adab that's being taught to us by Jibril Amin, because the last part of this hadith is that Jibril Amin came to teach you your religion. Part of this lesson was to teach us respect and adab. Allahu Akbar. Very sadly, we see that these days teachers are disrespected. They are even slapped, they are beaten. They are, instead of the teacher disciplining the child, the student, it is the opposite way around. Such as if, even if they shout at their students, then Allahu Akbar. You will see on the social media what happens to such educators, be it the teacher of the secular education or the dini religion, dini aspect. In both circumstances, we should respect our asatiza, respect our teachers, respect our peer or murshid. We should respect our elders and seniors. We should respect all of those individuals who are part of making us whoever we are today. This is a very important Madani Pearl, dear viewers on the Madani channel. So I will urge the parents out there, it's my earnest appeal to them to teach them from little children what are the adab and respect of seniors and elders. How should they respect and stand in front of the teacher? Allahu Akbar. This is something very, very important. Furthermore, dear viewers on the Madani channel, the third Madani Pearl that we learn is that another point that we learn from this hadith that Jibril Amin alayhi salatu wasalam knew, he knew very well that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does have the knowledge of the day of judgment. If therefore he asks this question, what or when will the day of judgment occur? When will this happen? Allahu Akbar. So this is the reason why he asked this question. But Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said that here Jibril Amin questioning the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to the day of judgment does not necessarily mean that he was testing the ilm and the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to expose his incapability. No, that was not the maqsad and the reason for asking this question. But rather it was to demonstrate that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the knowledge of the day of judgment and its disclosure. So, alhamdulillah, remember very well, even though the Holy Prophet ﷺ told him that the one who's being asked does not know more than the one who's questioning, this does not mean that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have the knowledge, because in many other ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has actually mentioned the date. Allahu Akbar. Yes, he mentioned the date, the day, and the month. If he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know, then why did he even mention this? So definitely he knows very well, but it is a secret. Allah Azza wa Jal knows this, and through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this knowledge have been given to even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the narration, it has been mentioned that on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, on a Friday, on the 10th of Ashura, Qiyamah will occur, Qiyamah will appear and come. Allahu Akbar. So we should make abundance of dua, in fact, to reform ourselves, inshallah Azza wa Jal. As I mentioned in the very beginning of today's program, that there are many, many signs of the day of judgment. Let us now explore and go through few of the signs mentioned in the books of ahadith. given to us by the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this, it has become very much evident and clear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does have the knowledge of the unseen. Subhanallah. These are those things that we did not know. We have got the knowledge of this through the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So number one, scholars, meaning knowledge, will be lifted. This is one of the signs of Qiyamah. Ki knowledge will be lifted. That is to say that the scholars of Islam will be taken away. Aap zara dekhein is saal, how many scholars have passed on in this few recent years? Great, gigantic, learned scholars of Islam have passed away. So the passing away of scholars is referred as to the signs of Qiyamah, because knowledge is then lifted away. When scholars will pass away, unke saath ilm bhi chala jata hai. Ilm is also taken away with them. Furthermore, when no Islamic scholars remain, the people out of compulsion will take ignorant people as their guides. And this is also happening in current time in our society. Number two, in Sahih Bukhari, volume number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then they will ask them religious question, meaning those ignorant, jahil, meaning those ignorant people who are illiterate, they do not have knowledge about Islam. So these people out of compulsion will now think, okay, these are very learned people, though they are not learned people. They will ask them matters regarding the deen, and these individuals will give legal verdicts without knowledge. They will be misguided themselves and they will misguide others also. Bukhari Sharif. Yes, dear viewers on the Samadhani channel. These are some facts which are right before our eyes. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ then said, adultery and consumption of alcohol will be widespread. In Bukhari, Kitabun Nikah, it has been mentioned that there will be few men and more women, to such an extent that one man will have 50 female dependents. Allahu Akbar. In Muslim Sharif, it has been mentioned there will be an abundance of wealth. Tirmizi Sharif, holding on to the religion will be difficult as holding on to a hot coal. Furthermore, time will have no blessing. Yes, time will have no blessing in Tirmizi Sharif. It has been mentioned a month will be like a week will be like a day, and a day will be something like catching fire and extinguishing quickly after intensifying. Even the day will become so short that you and I cannot accomplish or complete our work. It is happening. Everyone complains that the day is not enough. We cannot do a day's work anymore. Time has no barakah. The week has no blessings and barakah. The month, year, how fast time is going. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, in another hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, paying zakat, look at and pay attention to this, how true this is. Paying zakat will be considered as paying a fine. People find it so difficult. They can take out 10-15,000 rand or dollars or pounds and spend on useless things. But when it comes to zakat, it's so difficult and a burden, just as when you go to pay a speeding fine. You know, you don't want to pay it, but you got to pay it. Because why? You will be summoned. You don't want to be summoned. You don't want to be in the court. So what happens? You pay that out of compulsion and you're forced to pay it, though you don't want to pay it. Likewise, zakat, which is the dirt of our wealth, will be paid as a fine. Allahu Akbar. Religious knowledge will be sought, but not for the sake of Islam and religion. People want to learn ilm-e-deen so that they can compete and defend themselves. I don't want to be in the dark. It's not that I can read my salah correctly, I can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to earn this degree, that degree, this cause and that cause. I'm going to do everything, but just so that I can earn a better salary, either because of that or either because I want to be someone in society, not so that I could lead and live a better life. Allahu Akbar. If this is the intention, this is also from amongst the signs of Qiyamah. Men will be obedient to their wives. They will disobey their parents. They will keep the company of friends and abandon their father. People will shout in the masjid. This is also a very, very common thing that happens. You hear the yelling and chatting and speaking and talking so loudly in the masjid from amongst the signs of Qiyamah. Music will be widespread. In Tirmidhi Sharif, it has been mentioned that the people will curse the previous generation and speak bad of them. And in Muslim Sharif, the disgraced people who had no clothes, no shoes, will take pride in tall buildings. They were slaves once upon a time, and today they own mansions and they are owners of buildings. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers under the Madini channel, these are just some of the signs of Qiyamah. Remember, in the Holy Quran Pak, clearly the sign of Qiyamah has been mentioned in this verse. Allah says,
اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر.
The day of judgment came near and the moon has split. Allahu Akbar. This was with the indication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he split the moon in two halves. So the splitting of the moon is considered as the sign of Qiyamah, though it is a miracle from amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he split the moon in two pieces. Allahu Akbar. As I mentioned to you, that it is a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thus we came to know that the splitting of the moon was a sign of the day of judgment, and through this miracle the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam split the moon in two halves, also from amongst the signs of Qiyamah. This is to show you how close we are right now to the day of judgment, but it never seems as if we are close, because as I mentioned, we are so indulged in the worldly affairs. If you focus on the very first hadith which I narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Sahih Muslim, when Jibreel Amin asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell me and inform me in regards to the signs of Qiyamah. The first sign the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given was that slave girls will give birth to their masters. Allahu Akbar. And the second was that destitutes, barefoot and bare-bodied people that, you know, never used to have clothes in their bodies. They never have shoes in their feet and legs. They were poor slaves once upon a time, and now they are competing with each other in constructing tall buildings. This was the second sign. The easiest way to understand this in current times is that parents, mothers out there are giving birth to their own masters. That is to say, when the child is born, he is like the master, and the mother who given birth to the child becomes a slave. This is what the ulama and the scholars have explained and mentioned, and how true this is as well. We see this every day. From time to time we hear how children would torture their parents. From a little age they are so demanding. Astaghfirullah. Mothers are beaten, especially mothers. They give birth to their own children. Jis bachche ko apne khoon se seeja, apne khoon se parvarish ki, have nourished them, brought them up, and those very same children then end up becoming masters and making their own mother their slave. Maon se kaam karwate hain, khud to nahi kar payenge. They would not do it themselves, but they will make their mother become like slaves. Cook for them, feed them, spend money on them. But when they grow up, they are unable to feed back their mother. They are unable to take care of their mother and father in their old age. So this is to say that the sign of Qiyamah has come in this regard, that mothers will give birth to slaves. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on the Madini channel, our society is really disturbed. It is a global pandemic when it comes to this issue and problem. Our old age, the homes where old people are kept, they are tortured. They are just thrown there by their children. They are not even taken care of, you know. You go and visit the old age homes and you will see that the children just come and dump them there, because either the wife does not want them in the house, or either they are too old to look after. It becomes a burden for the children. In those days, one mother would take care of 10 children. Ek ma 10 bachcho ki parvarish karti. Lekin is zamane mein 10 bachche ek ma ko nahi sambhal pate. This is the truth and reality. That 10 children together unable to keep one mother happy. Dar dar thokre kha rahi hoti, from this house to that house, from that house to this house. And this is how they spend the rest of their lives, miserably. Remember well, I would leave you with this one hadith. Isse qabl, we had spoken regarding the virtues of mother. Ek alag silsila hai hai, lekin, since I, at this juncture, at this point, want to bring to your attention, so that inshallah azzawajal, by the end of the program, we should seek forgiveness from our parents if we have ever hurt their feelings. Trust me, your life will be destroyed and your hereafter will definitely be destroyed, because your Jannah is your mother. Rasulullah said in a hadith, Huma, both of them, your mother and father, they are either your Jannat or either your hell. One Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the stones were so hot, If I had placed raw meat on the stones, it would have got roasted. I walked with my mother on my shoulders for 6 miles. Have I fulfilled the right of my mother? The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, perhaps your walking of 6 miles, the distance that you traveled with your mother on your shoulders on the hot stones, barefoot, was the recompensation. It was the return for only one jerk that she endured whilst giving birth to you. You know the jerks that they have when the construction of the stomach, the construction of labor is there? It is only the recompensation for that one jerk. Imagine that suffering moment when she brings you into this world. That is only the return for that one pain of construction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our sins and make us from amongst those who obey their parents, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Let us move to the next part. Salah becomes a burden for many people out there. Deliberately people would miss salah, deliberately, without any valid reason. It has become a custom, it has become a, what should I say, a symbol of missing salah ki namaze chhutti jati hai. Rozana kitne kitne log namaz nahi padte hain. Hafte mein ek martaba namaz pad rahe hote hain, ya saal mein ek martaba, ya do martaba, that to Eidain ki salah. Time has come for us to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the verse, in the Holy Quran, and listen attentively to this verse, and thereafter, this ishara and this indication is sufficient for an intelligent person like yourself to understand what is salah and when will I wait for myself to come better, because namaz is there to make you obedient. Salah is there to make you pious. Salah is there to make you a humble person. Salah is there to help you to free you from the custody of shaitan and to take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is salah that will bring about barakah and blessings in your life. It is salah that will take you to Jannah. It is salah that will make you answer the questions in the qabr. It is namaz. It is salah that will make the questions of the day of qiyamah easy for you. It is namaz that will help you in all walks of life. If you are distant from this, how do you want your du'as to be accepted? If you are distant from salah, how do you want your Rabb to be pleased with you? Allah says in the Holy Quran,
فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهْوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا.
So after them, in their place came those unworthy successors who missed salah and pursued their lust. So they will therefore soon encounter the jungle of ghay in hell, a dreadful valley in hell. Allahu Akbar. So in this verse, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Allah says, Azza wa Jalla, so after them in their place, after them, so the every generation that's coming, so after them in their place came those unworthy successors. If we do not read salah and perform our salah on time, how do you want your own son and then your son's son and then further on and so forth and so on? How do you expect them to read salah? So if you focus on this verse, so after them in their place came those unworthy successors who missed their salah and followed their lust, their desires. Allahu Akbar. They will then soon encounter the jungle of ghay. Ghay is a special place in the hellfire made for those people who abandon their salah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability and tawfiq to read our salah, inshallah, azawajal, and for us to be saved from this valley, which is the hottest and the deepest valley in hell. Allahu Akbar. The Quran says, "Kullama khabat zidnahum sa'ira." Whenever it will be about to extinguish, we will intensify the flame. And there will be taklif and pain for those people who missed their salah. Also from amongst the signs of qiyamah. If you look at our society, let us take a glance at our society. Ki hamari society mein wo kaun se signs hai, wo kaun se indications hai, ki from there we can identify that the day of Qiyamah has become very close. Pay attention to this. Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the signs when the day of judgment approaches. What are the signs? Number one, people will break ties with their relatives. Number two, sins will be widespread. People will become open, rebellious sinners. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Quran will be decorated with gold and silver. Men will imitate women and women will imitate men. A person will disobey his father and treat his friends very kindly. Female singers will be in large numbers. And musical instruments will be widespread. At that time, people should fear a red wind being swallowed by the earth and appearance transforming. Allahu Akbar. So, dear viewers on this Madani channel, these are some of the signs of Qiyamah that I have just mentioned to you. Everyone will bear testimony and witness to what I have just said right now, because it is the truth. This has exactly what happened. We decorate and we write the Quran with gold and silver. The juzdan of the Quran is with silver. The place, the shelves and the place where we keep the Quran is adorned very beautifully. But that Holy Quran Pak, where it is in the heart of the people, that place where Allah Azza wa Jal made it possible for you to become a hafiz of the Quran or to remember even one verse of the Quran, is that heart beautified before making sure, before memorizing the Holy Quran, before bringing that Quran into your heart? Have you purified the heart, the qalb? But no, the place where the Quran is kept is very beautified, the highest place in the house. And the Quran is written in gold and silver. But have we adopted to the characteristics of the Quran Pak? Because we are commanded in the Quran to follow the Holy Quran. We are commanded in the Quran to make the Holy Prophet our role model, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are ordered to be a true Muslim. So, no, the place where we keep the Quran must be very beautiful. But the people who are in charge of the Quran, they can be anyhow. Those who are supposed to be following the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some trying and testing times and reality of our society, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. We have come to the end of this program and we were discussing the signs of the day of judgment, the signs of Qiyamah. And I'm sure that these facts and reality has opened our eyes, and before it's too late, we should repent. How important it is for us to repent and make tawbah and start a new life. Repent. Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ghafoor, He is Kareem, He is the most merciful. He will forgive your sins, providing that you make sincere tawbah. You know, tawbatun nasuha, true repentance, having regret and remorse over the sins that were committed, and turn towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find a new light in your life, inshallah. I leave you with this positive note, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We shall be back with another powerful episode with the series called The Early Echo. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. And yes, once again, our maqsad, our mission is that we must strive to reform ourselves and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Start your day with remembering.